You've said it. I've said it. It's said all the time in describing people on TV, politicians, intellects, pundits. The word is used, the phrase is used all the time. Oh, he's a really bright guy. She's very bright. What does that mean? I know enormously bright people, and they have a hard time figuring out how to tie their shoelaces. Conversely, I know parents who didn't graduate high school, and they've got more horse sense in raising children than a triple PhD sometimes has. So what do we mean by we say somebody's really bright? It's confusing, isn't it? You look at, for example, a politician, and somebody says he's an enormously bright guy, but he's making decisions or doing things that you can't fathom. You don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Or a college professor who is brilliant in his particular field, but as a father, he doesn't even know how to read kids. He doesn't know how to interact with them. Conversely, a dad who runs a successful business, this guy handles 37 employees, and he's a multimillionaire. He has no relationship with his 14-year-old. Doesn't know how. Can't figure it out. Is he bright there? See, when we say somebody's bright, all too often we mean in a particular area or in a particular mode of thinking. I know over the years I've talked with some extremely bright people in their perspective. You get them out of their perspective and they haven't even pondered any of it. A classic example of this would be an agnostic or an atheist. Perhaps they're scientists and they're absolutely cutting edge in their knowledge of things. I mean, a mathematician. This guy, this girl can do equations. You can't even write them down. And yet, they question the existence of a God. And when you ask them why, their arguments are those of a five-year-old. They're very bright at coming up with questions and objections, but they're about second grade in their knowledge of potential answers to those questions. That's why the double whammy of a very, very bright person questioning the existence of God or questioning who Christ was or questioning the church is very frustrating, because on one hand they're extremely, or seem to be extremely, smart. But on the other hand, their thinking and their logic and their reasoning in the area of religion or spirituality or trying to connect with God is that of a second grader. Perhaps they don't want to go there, so they stay at second grade. Perhaps they're too arrogant to say, I don't know a whole lot about that. I know my questions, but I don't know the answers because I really haven't looked into it. I've just kind of stayed in the area of my own questioning. So I sound really, 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 really smart when I raise these questions, but I sound really, 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 really dumb when I try to provide an answer that's other than my own opinion. Really bright. I'm really bright when it comes to softball decision making. Not pretty good. I can size up a player rather quickly. I can decide if he's got talent or not. I'm pretty bright in making up a lineup. I can make up a pretty good lineup given the guys and their speed and their talent and who goes before who and who goes after who. I'm pretty good that way. I don't know how bright I am in psychology or fields of psychology. I'm not very bright as an industrial psychologist. I don't know a whole lot about that. I'm pretty bright in Well, if I have to say so myself, Chinese checkers. You wouldn't want to mess with me. Take you down. You'd probably kick my tail in chess. Say somebody's really bright. You got to be careful what you mean. Because some of the brightest people in the whole world can be dumb when they venture outside of their own particular area of expertise or their own particular area of thinking. You can get locked into thinking a certain way, and that makes you, how shall we say, delayed in your development in thinking in other ways. That's why the brightest people in the world can't sometimes understand why a 3-month-old baby in a womb is a baby. Biologically speaking, that is.